Welcome to Cramming for Creox. I'm John, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Let's get started, shall we? Today, we are tackling anemia in pregnancy, a vital topic that can leave you feeling breathless, just like your patients. Let's dive into ACOG Practice Bulletin 233 and uncover some hidden gems that will have you red D to ace your exams. Ha! Anemia, according to the CDC, is defined as hemoglobin levels below the fifth percentile. During pregnancy, plasma volume increases by a whopping 40 to 50%, while erythrocyte mass only increases by 15 to 25%, leading to a physiologic drop in baseline hemoglobin. As you very well know, in pregnancy, that comes out to a threshold hemoglobin of 11.0 in the first trimester, 10.5 in the second trimester, and 11.0 in the third. Iron stores play a critical role here. Typically, our bodies have 2.3 grams of total body iron, but pregnancy demands an additional 1 gram total. The average diet supplies about 15 milligrams of elemental iron per day, but pregnancy requires 27 milligrams daily, while lactation only requires 9 milligrams. That gap between pregnancy requirement and dietary intake is usually sufficiently met with low-dose iron supplementation in the form of a prenatal vitamin, starting in the first trimester. Be cautious, though. Enteric-coated iron preparations are less well-absorbed, and concomitant antacid use can also exacerbate malabsorption. So keep that in mind if your patient is not responding to oral iron. Iron deficiency anemia is most sensitively and specifically diagnosed with a serum ferritin below 30. Complications can include low birth weight, preterm delivery, perinatal mortality, postpartum depression, and impaired mental or psychomotor performance in the offspring. All right, with that upbeat note, let's talk about macrocytic anemia. An MCV greater than 115 is almost exclusively found in folic acid or B12 deficiencies, but any MCV greater than 100 is still considered macrocytic. In the U.S., the most common cause of macrocytic anemia in pregnancy is folic acid deficiency. Pregnant women need to increase their daily folic acid intake from 50 micrograms a day to 400 micrograms a day. But if they fall behind, you can give them oral folic acid 1,000 micrograms per day to help them catch up. If your patient has had a total gastrectomy, they will require 1,000 micrograms of vitamin B12 intramuscularly at monthly intervals to maintain sufficient levels. We can't forget about fetal effects. Maternal hemoglobin dropping below 6 grams per deciliter is associated with abnormal fetal oxygenation and all the secondary effects you can imagine. Non-reassuring fetal heart tracing, reduced amniotic fluid index, even fetal death. And at that level of a hemoglobin of 6 or less, maternal transfusion can be recommended specifically for fetal indications. Lastly, autologous transfusion. Patients can consider this if they have a hematocrit greater than 32% at 32 weeks. Easy numbers to remember, pretty sure that calculates out to 10.7. However, given the difficulty to predict need for transfusion, this practice has widely been considered not cost-effective. Well, we've surfaced from our quick trip into the practice bulletin on anemia and pregnancy. I hope this episode leaves you feeling iron strong and ready to tackle another day. Join me next time for another exciting adventure on Cramming for Creox. Until then, happy studying.